Hey everybody, just wanted to chime in before the episode. Give you a little heads up. We had some technical difficulties this week at about the 9 minute mark or 9.5 minute mark of the episode. We suddenly turned into robots. But don't worry, about 10 minutes later we recovered and we were back to being normal human beings. So there is a 10 minutes of weird sound. You can hear everything we're saying. It's all gold as per usual. So just deal with that, and hopefully the rest of the episode will go off without a hitch. Thank you very much for listening.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
My name is David, and I am unfucking relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And this is a series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. With me this week, as they were last week, and unmentioned.
Dave is so unrelatable, he forgets his friends.
We're the unmentionables.
Ooh.
Well, I kind of like that.
There's a whole table of unmentionables in front of us.
I can mention there's a shirt and some
shorts.
Well,
that's because this is where I fold my laundry, and you always want to record here, so you have to deal with it.
I had another...
And some underwear.
My panties are over there.
I'm actually panties. Working yeah. on another venue. I just need to...
A laundromat.
Think of it sooner. And... schedule that accordingly, which is very hard because it's hard to get people to do anything.
But we interrupted your intro.
Yeah, you still haven't introduced us.
Yeah, you're Amanda and Nick, and
we're Amanda and Nick.
You're both shedding. One just oh god,
holy shit! It's like a spider web of hair.
You should have seen what I pulled out of my hair in the shower. It's because I had my hair in a ponytail for 3 days.
Oh, my shower has been getting a lot more hair lately, too.
The longer the hair, the more you shed.
That's the truth. I have longer hair right now.
As I recall, your hair's too long.
Oh, you're a dick.
But enough about you.
Yes.
Sorry. It's the type on this is very small. So.
Oh,
who typed it?
Well, I did, obviously.
It's on his phone.
Yeah, I didn't make the phone.
You made the font choice.
If you made the phone. You'd have
yeah,
a lot more
money.
Yeah, but
I gotta be able to fit it on there.
Okay.
Can you? No, you can't. That's not how it works.
It doesn't on this. No.
Because your free tablet finally took a shit.
Well, the free tablet that I destroyed on my way over to Nick's.
That was like a year ago.
Well, that was when we were recording some of the last episodes of last season. And I smashed it against my steering wheel.
Dave smash.
It was very satisfying.
Is that what this episode is about?
No. Not at all. Back when I worked for my second book chain, I was a manager. You hear that, MC, wherever you are?
Not here.
She's one of our three listeners, so she'll hear it eventually.
Oh, hi, MC.
There, I could actually get along with the rest of the employees, with the exception of the Cheez-It-eating, newspaper-reading, lazy pile of monkey shit general manager Lynn. kind of like Lynn Belvedere, but without being remotely funny.
I'm just picturing Lynn's fingers with all the newspaper-reading and Cheez-It-eating.
So because Lynn is an androgynous name, is Lynn male or female?
I was going to say Lynn is definitely a man.
Okay. I was not going to assume Lynn's gender, but...
I wasn't you. That's why I asked.
I mean, male man may be pushing it.
Male identifying, we can say.
Yeah. Well, go. I don't know. We'll see.
Continue, please, before this gets
Lynn, we had a fantastic manager, Jennifer. I will forever be grateful to Jennifer for pulling me out of the hellhole that was Target and giving me a job and a chance.
Target is a hellhole.
We also had a couple of seasonal people who were college students, one of which was Sally. Sally was once the Lilac Princess, the local Miss Your Town Name Here pageant winner.
Ooh.
Mm. Dave is old and squinting at his phone now.
No, I'm just putting it closer to my face. I had to make sure that this next word is what I thought it was.
Okay.
Latvian and old as dirt clerk Hans. These are all fake names, by the way.
Oh, darn.
I was actually just cracking myself up writing this up.
Hans.
Which is actually not that far away from his actual last name.
Okay.
He used to say that the reason she... Oh, yeah, the Lilac Princess thing. So he used to say that's the reason she likes to wear pink. Jesus Christ, Hans. Wow. I realize you're a smelly foreigner, but lilacs are purple, you moron.
They're like a light purple. They're cute.
Not one of my favorite flowers. They smell delicious.
They do smell delicious. I eat them.
He also, more than once, claimed to be known as the Big Forehand and actually married a girl he used to babysit.
Wait, Big Forehand?
Yes.
What does that mean? That's terrifying.
He was a tennis fanatic.
Oh.
But yeah, he ended up.
I thought something completely different.
I was like, what is like his hand really big with really short fingers or something?
No, it means he likes it means he likes to lay the smackdown
on people's candy asses.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
My dad told me when I was a little girl that I was not allowed to date candy asses.
Your dad was the Rock.
He's like, you're getting older now. You're going to start dating. He's like, you got to make sure that basically the dudes were, you know, masculine enough, I guess. Thanks, Dad, for that. But, yeah, don't be dating any candy asses.
Oh.
I still remember that conversation.
That's amazing.
I would like a recreation of that conversation, if at all possible.
I think we should bring him on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
My dad is fucking hilarious.
He's great.
He's delightful.
But the Big Forehand had also married a girl he used to babysit.
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
Oh, okay.
Nah, she was very much younger
also
than him.
Also, the fact that he used to babysit. There aren't that many male babysitters out there. He
was from Latvia. And
so definitely not there.
He claimed that the Russians stole his family's fortunes and castles. And
he sounds exciting.
I mean, that's
he would be
possible.
You don't really get the excitement when, like, you order pizza for everybody, and this is a man who doesn't wash his hands.
Ew.
Yeah, so I would always make sure to grab whatever I wanted.
David
first.
It adds flavor to the pizza. It gives it that real.
He had dirty forehands.
Real taste. Call me Big Forehand.
Actually, I do an impersonation of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Although it's been like 10 years since I've heard his voice, but
we don't know that.
That's
right.
True.
Just go forth like you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, call me the Big Forehand.
He sounds like the Count.
He does. He for real did.
Well, he's Latvian. What do you expect from a Latvian guy with big forehands?
Oh, I was the Count. He didn't do that. I'm trying to remember.
I like that you're just repeating everything that I'm doing because you're clearly not listening.
He didn't ever audibly laugh. It was always like this.
Just like a shoulder shake?
You can't even see what I'm doing, but he would just like
Robert De Niro laughed.
Yeah, he face laughed.
My uncle does that.
Yeah. I hate it when you have an audience full of those and you're performing on stage.
Seems like every time I perform on stage.
Well, that's just
except for the laughing.
Exactly.
But Sally was a very sweet girl, cute as a button. She's the kind of girl if you had impure thoughts about, you were truly depraved. She was nice and agreeable and totally not my type. It should be clear to listeners that I am looking for someone with the killer instinct to crush me emotionally.
Seems right.
Sally seemed to be the furthest thing from that, so she was not remotely on my radar. Never once did I consider that I might be on hers. Once, our former manager in training, Coral, had hinted that Sally was...
Wait, did you say coral?
Coral.
Not coral. No, yeah.
No. I know what you were doing.
I was just confused. Sorry.
No, this is a very clever anagram.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
He's entertaining himself.
I really am. Coral had hinted that Sally was smitten with me, but I wrote that off like I did with a lot of what Coral said. If it wasn't about hockey, I wasn't sure that I could respect her authority on any given subject. There was the time that when Sally and I were both sitting in the stockroom, I was sitting at the manager's...
Sorry, I just stopped listening to you for just a second, trying to rearrange the letters in Coral in my head to figure out what the real name was.
When I say it's really clever, it means you don't have to do much work.
But anyway. Carol!
Ouch.
Shit. Now I feel stupid.
What?
Wow!
What the hell did you...
I couldn't figure it out! So dumb! Amanda's losing helium as we speak!
You shouldn't. That's a natural resource that we're running very low on.
Oh, God.
You made me cry. And my abs hurt from yesterday, so thanks for that.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, alright. I'm listening again. Carol. Coral.
Coral. So you're talking... So she tells you that the Lilac Queen is into you.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what she's saying. Mm-hmm. There was a time when Sally and I were both sitting in the stockroom. I was sitting at the manager's desk doing some sort of computer work or pretending that I was doing computer work or...
That's more likely.
Sounds right.
I mean, there wasn't a lot to do with that job most times, especially if I was the manager on duty because I didn't have to do two people's jobs, which was nice.
Was this the Menudo job or the other one?
I was going to say, which bookstore was this?
It was after that.
It was post-Menudo.
Okay. It was post-Menudo.
If you guys want to know what that reference is, check out season 1 of Unfucking
Label. Which we can't, can't live in the past. Not on this show.
Nope.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Not in the middle of a fucking 15-year-old story or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She was eating lunch at my desk, which was just like a few feet away. All of a sudden, she apologized. Like, for what? I burped.
Really?
Yeah. So? It's fine.
I have friends like that burp and you don't even know that they burp.
It's not ladylike. Mm-hmm. I assured her that I didn't think of her as any less of a lady due to the fact that everyone should be allowed to burp if they need to. Not that she had even done so audibly.
Mm-hmm.
This exchange always did strike me as a bit weird, but I always wrote it off to princess standard etiquette.
Yeah.
Did people generally sit at other people's desks to eat their lunch?
Well, there were only two actual desks in the back. There was the main desk, and then there was my desk.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And people generally ate their lunches there?
Well, No, they didn't. No, there was also the...
I'm just trying to figure out, like, I'm just trying to see how much of a sign this was.
There was
at your desk.
Nothing.
Okay.
That's according to you.
Right, that's the problem.
But there was this big table in the...
In the actual break room, like, probably?
Well, it wasn't even... I mean, it wasn't really a break room. It was a full-blown stock room. We had a
she was at least into you enough to eat her lunch in your presence and, like, hang out with you.
Yeah.
I was working.
That's not the point.
Okay,
not
well.
Not even at all.
Okay, well, hold on.
Okay. Keep going.
Wait for it.
It's going to get even more unfucking relatable.
Hold on.
And when Nick can't relate, it's pretty bad.
Hold on,
Nick's
old.
Nick's
terrible
with women.
Yep.
Hold on, I'm old and need to look at this closer. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
I think the fact that it's also getting darker doesn't help.
I mean, I can turn on the light.
Nope, not giving in to age just yet.
Plus, your screen is illuminated, so it shouldn't really matter.
Like a manuscript. Sorry, I went to art school.
And that's why we're rolling in dough now.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, Sally was wanting to come back to work during the holidays, as Jennifer, who could blame her, had moved on. So did Lynn from our past seasonal workers. I had tried to set aside some hours for Sally and our other worker, Paul.
Didn't even bother changing his name.
I would figure that one out.
Palu.
Oh, Palu. I think I've met someone named Palu.
It's possible.
Probably.
It sounds like a real name.
Probably
somewhere in the world.
Something. But while I was on vacation at the end of October, Lynn decided to hire some mental defectives instead. One night, Sally came in when myself and two other employees, Alice and Shirley, were reworking the history section. The idiots at the Alabama Home Office could never send us enough Civil War books, and we needed to make more room. I think this was the closest to the South has ever come to actually winning the Civil War.
Wow.
It was super busy. Isn't it funny how they're the ones who always want to talk about the Civil War?
It's because they're not over it.
But it's like, you fucking lost.
I would just like to apologize to all
and
of
now people are, and now people are taking down your fucking statues.
Oof.
Yeah.
Get over it. Roll Tide.
That's a good song. I want to hear that now. But anyway, continue.
Anyway, it was super busy in the stores. It was around Christmas, and we had to move fast. That's why there were three of us. Lo and behold, Sally comes in to say hi while her longtime boyfriend was in a different store in the shopping center. There are your regular pleasantries when Alice and Shirley are called to the front to help customers, which I was not about to do.
Of course not.
Mm. Sounds right.
There's another manager, right?
Yeah, Andrew Dave.
Yeah, unfortunately I have to deal with them now. The good old days. Mm-hmm.
The conversation... Yeah.
Interesting word to not be able to say.
The conversation suddenly shifted as Sally's disposition changed a bit. We were talking about me and my non-existent love life and other such things. Shirley came back and resumed work in the section, but doesn't join in the talking. She just goes about her business. The conversation continues like this until Sally announces that she is engaged to her boyfriend and she stares at me. It's the kind of stare that you want to look away from, but can't. I have this feeling that she wants me to say something, but I can't figure out what the hell it is.
Not surprising.
I'm nodding right now.
Out of the corner of my eye, I catch Shirley glancing over. She senses it too. I tell Sally, congratulations. And it was like letting the air out of a balloon. Or like Amanda laughing.
I was about to say that.
Sally quickly and gracefully extricates herself from the section, then our store, and then our lives. I've never seen her or spoken to her again. Immediately after Sally is out of earshot, I turn to Shirley and ask, that was weird, right? I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah, it really was. It was like she wanted me to say something. Yep.
Yep.
What was she hoping for? I don't know. Maybe she likes you. Telling me she's getting married isn't the most effective way to do that.
That is a fair statement.
Yes.
Sidebar, it's been proven in earlier episodes that this is precisely the most effective way to attract me.
That's true. You might drive to Wisconsin or something.
Or have somebody else drive me to Wisconsin. Else
with a wedding ring in your pocket.
Wedding ring in my pocket.
Yeah, it's just as ill-advised as that song.
Maybe she wants you to tell her not to. That doesn't make any sense, I said dismissively. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. That would also make Shirley wrong, however. What this proves is that...
We don't know what it proves.
What this proves is that even when I'm right, I'm wrong. I didn't do anything about it then because I dismissed the very possibility. The reason I wasn't all that into Sally was that I knew that she was too good for me. And not just that. I mean that she would have been good to me, good for me. That kind of person doesn't get involved with me. I wouldn't know what to do if one did. Is it weird that I occasionally think about this and wonder what would have happened if I would have acted the way I now suspect that she wanted? In spite of that, I do hope she's happy. There would have been no guarantee of me making her happy. She was a good person, and I wish her the best.
Can I just say... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
We're getting to a point on the show where you could fill an entire... back page misconnections section.
I think just you said this you. Already.
What's that?
I think you said this on... Maybe on the premiere.
Maybe.
Of this season, anyway.
Right. But we're getting very close to that, reaching that level. Wow.
I feel like we're reaching the end.
So, yeah. The fact that she's... Like, I think the biggest sign was the fact that she waited until no one else was around to switch the conversation topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So aside from what everything that you just said, like the reason that you not necessarily weren't interested in her, but it never even occurred to you that it could be a thing because she was a good person and you love self-destruction. It's just what you're drawn to. Mm-hmm. Were you interested in her? Like, did you like her? Would that have been?
I thought she was nice.
Because I mean, just because she's interested in you doesn't mean you have to be interested in her.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I ever truly was, but for the reasons I said. Like,
but did you, like, have good conversations with her? Was it where you guys...
Yeah, I mean...
Found her attractive.
And she was a pretty girl.
She won Miss Lilac.
She was, like, very, very wholesome.
Okay.
Like, she was like a small-town girl.
Yeah.
Even in a lonely world?
Knew you were going to say that.
But you did it. Except not a prostitute.
Yes, not an actual prostitute.
Wait a second. Oh. Sorry, I was thinking of Jack and Diane.
No.
That's just a small town.
That's just a little ditty.
Yeah. Why does he said something about a small town girl, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
In the heartland.
Living in the heartland, and she, yeah. He'd something about getting her, making her give him a chili dog or something.
Sucking on chili dogs.
That sounds right.
Outside the Tasty Freeze. What? I know song lyrics. Leave me alone.
That song's dirty when you... Anyway.
It's just because he said sucking. It's weird.
Well, and chili dog.
Chili dogs are good.
Yeah, it's true. Chili dogs are amazing.
But you illustrate a really good point here, and this is one of the relatable things about unfucking relatable is I have known people like this, men and women, who are only attracted to destructive people because they don't think that they deserve any better. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons people were so up in arms about Jaime Lannister on Game of Thrones, because he went back to Cersei Lannister instead of staying with Brienne. So many people do that.
But usually it's not their own sibling.
Well, yes. That aside, I mean, people tend to make the choices. They choose what they deserve, what they think they deserve. And it's difficult for them to see, I don't know.
It also speaks of the fact that she was gone for a while and then she came back and she was, like, still, like, showed interest. You know, I mean, she obviously felt like there was a connection there.
She also obviously, assuming she wanted something from you, needed somebody, if not you,
to tell her,
don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really...
And maybe you were just the most likely candidate to do that.
I don't think I ever... I don't know if I even met him.
Did she have the boyfriend when she worked with you?
Yes.
Did she ever talk to you about
him? Long term.
I did, yeah, but that could mean different things.
It means long term.
I don't know. I mean, I mentioned, but I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, that's not something we ever really talked about.
Especially not knowing any of the background and not knowing him at all. If her immediate circle all liked him or they'd been together a long time and everyone was just like, oh, well, this is the most logical step. You might be the most logical person to go to that might actually say, yeah, don't do it if you don't want to do it.
That's true.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I had any sort of like... any sort of idea that it's something she didn't want, like if she had ever...
Well, the way she stared at you and she wants me to say something.
Like if I had ever heard anything to the effect of, I don't know, just some, not even derogatory, but just...
Flirty?
No, not even that. No, more just to say something that would lend me to believe doubt.
On her end?
Yeah. You know,
I get that.
You know, maybe something, we want, we kind of want different things, or he's this way, I'm not really that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she came from a small town, right?
It's an Illinois suburb.
Okay, so she's from the suburbs.
Yeah.
Okay, so not a terribly... Not like my small town.
No, yeah. You made it kind of sound like that.
I came from an actual small town.
Yes, you did.
No, I guess it was... But it's like... I think I just said that just as to say, like, not like Miss America or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Like,
okay. How old was she when this happened?
She was in college.
So this could have been her high school sweetheart. So it's possible that her group of friends was the exact same group of friends that he has. So that kind of leads towards your argument.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Congrats.
Oh, we always knew the two of you would end up getting married, you know, that kind of a thing.
And I suppose she was sort of meek enough to go along with that sort of thing.
Well, I think a lot of people do, meek or not. They just follow along with what they think they're supposed to do.
Right.
Thank God I didn't get married young, or I'd have kids and probably be divorced right now. Because that was before I realized I didn't have to do that shit. Just assumed that I would.
Well, to be fair, no one has to do that.
No, but a lot of times when you're young and you grow up in a small town, it doesn't occur to a lot of people. It didn't occur to Hector, even though he's never wanted kids. He didn't even like kids. Never occurred to him until I was like, hey, you know, that's not a thing we have to do, right? He's like, oh shit, I don't. Damn.
To be fair, no one actually ever believed he would get married. His own parents included.
Wow. That took a turn.
I was just saying. It's not even an insult. It's just like they just didn't see that for him.
So, did... I'm trying to learn more about...
I thought he was a serial killer.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
So, did you and Sally, that was the name you used, right? Did you guys often have... Like, did she often... Like, have her lunch break around the same time as you were back there? Or was that just, like, a one-time thing?
I don't remember that being...
Like, a thing?
No. It does not ring a bell.
So why do you think...
I remember that one in particular because of the weird burp incident.
Right. But why do you think Coral thought she had a thing for you?
Coral. I like how you still call her Coral.
I'm trying to be respectful.
It's too late.
Fair enough.
And if you knew actual Coral, this is a woman who once just left the front door unlocked of the business.
Awesome.
Okay.
Like after closing,
that's fine.
Came in the next morning and it was
Whoops.
Somehow, no one. If somebody would have pulled that front door, the alarm would have gone.
I think that kind of thing happens a lot, though.
But it happened to her several times.
Whatever. So why do you think she thought that she had a thing for you?
I don't know. I
there had to be
Coral's
some reason.
An odd duck.
Okay.
I don't even know what her interaction with her would have been. Because it wasn't. Yeah, it was just something I remember her saying to me. I don't know if it was when Sally was around, and. But, yeah, I wish I could... Well, I don't know if I wish I could remember. It seems like some of it. I just don't have any recollection of why. But it's just something I blew off. I was like, what's she talking about? Why does anybody listen to this woman? She's a fool.
That's your attitude anytime someone tries to tell you that there's something
to be
good
fair,
about you.
Coral was actually kind of nice, but like, just kind of dim.
I know some dim people.
So I was like, Coral. I'm just going to keep saying it.
Oh, Coral.
Coral.
You just kind of, little side note about Coral.
Okay.
We once had this guy work for us who was a complete fucking idiot. Like, just I don't know that I've ever worked with anyone this stupid.
But did he have strong forehands?
He did not. He actually looked like
fingers?
He actually looked like he could have been his grandson, though.
Okay.
But wasn't.
Hans's grandson?
Yeah, Hans's grandson. I don't even remember his name, but this was a guy who was like, we cannot keep this guy on. He's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And he... This group of people came into the store, like, and he's just like, gypsies. You know, what?
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves?
Like gypsies in the night?
I don't know what the hell he was referring to. I'm like, people come into the store sometimes in groups.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Coral had a visitor one day. I wasn't here for that, or there for that. And this guy tells Coral when she comes in, like, oh, hey, Coral, your son was here. She's like, my son? I have a daughter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'd met her daughter. She sort of reminds me of, what's her face from Stranger Things?
11?
No.
Winona Ryder?
No, the
what's
the
her
friend,
face?
The friend.
A Barb?
The redhead?
Barb.
Oh, Barb.
Hashtag poor Barb.
I'm like, hashtag
poor Barb. I'm thinking all the female because, characters.
I know,
I'm like,
it was weird because I was watching Riverdale earlier today and I'm like, oh, I just saw her too.
Yep.
Oh.
But I can't say like the redhead from Riverdale because then you'll be like, oh, the one with
the twin.
Blossom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheryl Blossom.
But yeah, that's... Just a side note. That has nothing to do with the story. I just thought it was funny.
Okay. Just the type of person that Coral is.
Yeah, Coral's just odd. And, but, you know, well-meaning. But at this point, I just assume she's, like, teasing of some sort.
Was she one to tease?
She, she made her little comments. She wasn't like, it was good-natured. I don't think that she was ever,
Okay.
So, to say that she, like, to say that she was even serious, I couldn't say.
Okay. Interesting. Seems like she may have been.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not saying that she was disingenuous, but I just think that she... But it wouldn't be surprising if she wasn't just kidding around.
I will say that out of your missed connection stories, as I'll call them, this one, and maybe it's just because you didn't give us as much detail, this one seems like the least like you were hit over the head with it.
Well, this is kind of – because I'd known her for like – for about, I don't know, 2 years maybe. Mm-hmm. I'd worked with her a couple summers, and I'd never had any indication. So we didn't spend a ton of time together. Like, we never went and didn't do anything outside of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, there was a time that pretty much the entire staff went to see one of the Harry Potter movies. And I'm like, pass.
Did she ask if you were
going
to go?
I don't know. I'm sure a bunch of them asked me if I was going. Even one of the old bastards went and got him.
The old dirty bastard?
Yeah.
Not Hans. There was another one we had who I can't remember his name. But
not Hans.
We always had to have at least two really old cashiers at any given time, it seemed like. And I didn't want any of them. But silly me. It's funny how these people would get hired when I was on vacation, even though I was in charge of interviewing people.
That is.
It's funny how people would just get hired and I've never met them. Interesting.
I like how so many people come in and out of your life and you just don't remember them. I've never met them.
I don't remember his name. I remember he would...
I'm mostly referring to the last episode that we did as opposed to this episode, like actual people that you're technically related to.
Well, I've never met him. What do you want me to do?
I'm just giving you shit, Dave, because that's literally why I'm on this podcast.
I can't remember his name. I've never met the man. I assume my mom has apparently tried to talk to him and see if she could visit him in Ireland or whatever. He lives in New Zealand.
Even better.
New Zealand.
His name is probably David. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
Wow, that was like the perfect yeah from New Zealand. I can't see the accent at all, but that was a perfect New Zealand yeah.
Yeah, well, it was a different accent than the Russian we're normally hearing from Amanda.
Yeah, it's because that's one of the only ones I can do. Russian and Minnesota.
Which I can't do Minnesota for the life of me, so good for you.
Yeah, you're not missing out on much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can use it in, like, if you're on Fargo, that's like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you betcha. Or if you just want to play a character that no one can get mad at, because for some reason, if you talk like this, no one's going to get mad at you, you know?
Yeah, it worked for William H. Macy.
Really?
Jerry Lundegaard.
But everybody's mad at him on Shameless.
So if Sally had told you like this, hey, I'm engaged, you know, and then just stared at you right in your face, do you think you might have said something to her?
I think that would have been even weirder somehow, because that's definitely not how she talked.
When she said it and then stared at you, did she, like... kind of rock onto her tiptoes a little bit?
No, I don't think so.
Like just sitting there waiting with her hands in her pockets, rocking like...
With both hands in her pockets, waiting for Dave to get a fucking clue.
Second time that song's a reference tonight.
Well, apparently she didn't have that much time. For all I know, I mean, she's probably happy. Probably nice family. Typical.
You've never looked her up on Facebook?
Yeah, as I say, I feel like that'd be a thing.
Yeah.
No.
She'd probably accept your friend request, even.
Maybe. I can only think of two people I'm actually friends with from that, around that time period. And I actually still talk to them to this day, so.
Sally, if you're listening, find Dave on Facebook.
Good luck.
That's creepy sounding.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good
luck. I was just telling somebody this. I block everyone.
Yeah, you can't It's you can't. I can't share anything to your page.
It's kind of a pain in the ass.
Which is a pain in the ass when I work with you on creative projects you in things.
You can't put anything on my wall.
I also can't tag you in anything.
Oh, good. It works.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't tag you anything.
It sucks.
That's what Messenger's for.
Yeah, but people, I can't advertise on Messenger, dipshit.
And you can, but it's pretty useless.
Well, what are you
advertising? Holy shit.
You're pulling out.
I have a lot of hair.
If you keep pulling hair out like that, you're going to look like the red woman without her necklace.
No.
So wait, what are we trying to advertise?
I don't know.
This
like,
fucking podcast?
I was about
you don't
to say
need,
that.
You don't need my name for that. You don't need you don't need my name for that.
Amanda's throwing out her hair, so she's nowhere near the mic.
Just saying. The name of the show. I would like to think that, and I think I told this on a show earlier in the season. Not even that I would like to. I wonder if this show could go on without me. If something were to ever happen to me, could this show keep going?
There are plenty of unfucking relatable people in the world.
And I
don't
know
a whole lot of socially awkward people.
I mean, I don't think
I have
my
own stories.
I don't think I would want one person to take over. I would think it would just be this nice, like, group of, you know, just a different person every episode.
Well, we talked about that this season, other people sharing their unrelatable
Wouldn't
stories.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And instead, Dave decided to share other people's unrelatable stories.
Hey, if they're not going to do it themselves, people have to be taken into the light.
Oh, God. I am sorry to,
Father Terry?
Father Terry.
Don't be. You traumatized many, many children.
Jesus.
He had it coming.
No.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
All right, maybe not all of it.
Maybe not all of it.
I love you here. You even protected people's names, not very well, but you did. But Father Terry was literally, his name's Father Terry.
I gave his last name and his
phone number.
And his office phone
wow.
number.
I still cringe at that.
I was definitely very drunk by the end of that episode.
That doesn't surprise me.
Not as drunk as Lindsay was.
That also doesn't surprise me.
I don't think anyone has ever been that drunk.
True.
And still intelligible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I've been drunker. But, you know.
No, I'm fairly articulate even when I'm wasted. I'm just really loud.
Loud, mean, mm-hmm. sometimes violent.
I used to,
all of those things.
I used to
but
prove,
intelligible.
True.
I used to try and prove to people I wasn't drunk by doing advanced math.
Okay, well, I can't do that when I'm sober, so,
but,
that's not
well,
a test
I can't
for me.
Do, I can't do it now because I just don't remember any of that.
So next time a girl asks you or looks at you in the face after she says she's engaged, do advanced math at her and see what happens.
I can't. I don't remember it.
Much like people's names.
I've killed a lot of brain cells.
So you've missed cues sober, drunk, on acid. It doesn't matter what mental state you're in, you still miss all the cues.
I still don't know about this one.
And I still think it's adorable that, Nick, that you give him so much shit knowing who you are as a human person. Although you do usually see cues watching other people. It's just when they're interacting with you that you're fucking clueless.
Well, anybody,
fair enough.
Look, anybody can tell other people what to do. Not everybody can do what they're supposed to do.
Well, but that's different, though. If you were recognizing the cues and just unsure of what to do about it, that would be different, but you usually just are completely oblivious as to everything that's happening around you.
This one I remember trying to decode what's going on here, because it seemed
tears
very,
were going on in his head
because
while she's
it seemed like very yeah.
See, I feel like I'm the type of person I'm the type of socially awkward that would have just been like, what do you want from me right now? Like,
yep.
You're asking me for something, and I don't
know that that's so socially
that
awkward as it
yeah.
is. Rude and direct.
I would
Aww.
Say that's a social awkwardness.
Rude?
I think being rude and direct is socially awkward.
Yeah, I'm just a different kind of socially awkward than you two. I'm not shy.
I'm so worried about offending people.
Me too.
Isn't that obvious?
Yeah.
I've offended no one
sorry,
ever
Father.
In my life.
I'm you know, not sorry, Father Terry.
No, of course you're not.
I'm not. I don't... You know, it's funny, for as much as I've shared on this show, I don't think I, and some things I've said that other people wish I hadn't. I don't feel sorry for any of it. There's no regrets. Well, there's no room. Like, look, mistakes were made, and that's what a lot of the stories are about. And it's like, I don't have.
They, not good to dwell.
Well, it's a lot of it is now just kind of. It's a purging. It's a all right. Well, this is what happened. Maybe I did the wrong thing here, but whatever. And I can't live with this forever.
Yeah.
And and this isn't one of those. This is one that had just like this weird. There was a nagging sort of. I guess I just wanted to. No, did I miss something here? Not that it does anything now, but it just, I always thought it was kind of odd. And I never really took it as something to regret.
Fair enough. Especially if you weren't terribly romantically interested in her. It's just
right.
An incident that you're like, I feel like I should have handled that differently. Right.
I think.
I mean, had we spent any time together. Really,
like outside of work,
you can't say really what could have been there, but you know, without having any of that kind of experience, and it wasn't this, you know, instantly smitten thing. So, and she was a nice person, and at that time of my life, that didn't do anything for me. I don't know. Now that could be a totally different story.
I'm sorry.
I burped. That you're never nice to me?
No, I burped. Oh.
That's not okay.
Oh, thanks, Dick.
Not worried about offending anyone.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, though, and I think it's not like it was like you missed like this entirely, more than likely you didn't miss this entirely like life-changing opportunity or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
It seems like there was something.
Yeah, it feels like it's just almost like a weird potential alternate reality that I'd never really longed for.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, huh, what if something? I guess there's that show on Netflix, What If? But I haven't watched it or anything. It's got Renee Zellweger, so I probably won't.
Is she squinting in it?
She squints and everything. She did have surgery, though.
That's what I thought.
And didn't look like herself anymore. But I saw a poster. There's something on Netflix with her. That's, and she's kind of squinty again, so. Oh, but what if what you were just talking about.
Okay. Yeah. It's probably all the glare off of her makeup. Thanks to everyone that came out to Lawler's in Chicago.
You guys were great.
Probably.
I'll be there.
His point is this is coming out after.
I know. I'm not dim.
But you said I'll be there. Like we haven't already been there.
I've been there.
Congratulations to person who won the contest.
Yeah, good job.
We'll hopefully see you in September at Unfucking Relatable Gets Effed.
So dumb.
F it.
It's not.
F it. That's their slogan. Literally,
it is
F
it. Because it's the Elgin Fringe Festival. EFF.
EFF it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be happier. I'm very happy about that poster. Get effed.
Gotta like it.
Fits nicely with the aesthetic of the show. Again, not sure when in September. It's like the second week of September, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
They announced the performers' dates. It takes them a while.
Yeah, because they have to schedule, but they have to like get their locations finalized, and then they have to.
I wish they could just.
But don't worry,
put...
we will let all of you know as soon as we know when the shows are.
Because it's the entire all the Memoriam Development podcasts are all of them.
No,
you're not doing
no
Freak of the Week this year.
No.
Oh, because you need a lot more time to work on your next season.
Well, that and we're doing a different show.
Right.
Right. Doing something different, man.
So we've... Well, there's a healthy contingent.
Yeah.
Of there will be a ghostly podcast going on.
Yeah.
Obviously, two episodes of Unfucking Relatable and a stage show with these two.
Yeah.
It's called In Memoriam.
Oh, you're going to kill yourself?
Why you got to fucking ruin the ending? I like how you're like just Nick, and I'm just like diving full into it.
Oh, I assumed it was just Nick.
Oh, I'm not making any because promises.
Because I thought you were a crowd pleaser.
Well, yeah, I mean the subtitle to In Memoriam is Seppuku. And he's standing right there, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Seppuku is ritual Japanese
is that
suicide.
Like, is that anything like
rending? This is like Kurosawa.
No, Kurosawa is a person. Seppuku is the actual act of
I know,
taking the knife out and putting it into yourself.
Oh, it's like, oh, you know what it is? It's like rending yourself.
Exactly.
You guys are
it's
dicks.
It's rending yourself.
That was the other episode.
So,
you guys
callback.
Are dicks.
Hashtag callback.
Yeah. Hashtag dicks.
You hashtag two have dicks. I do not.
Don't actually look up hashtag dicks or hashtag, what was it, call dick?
Call dicks.
Call dicks, yeah.
And you can get some sporting goods.
There you go.
Mm.
But yeah, we'll have, you can come to that show. They will not be free.
Nope.
Unlike Lawler's, this will not be free. It will be reasonable.
It yes. will be very reasonable, and there will be a ton of other shows also happening, so you should just go to the festival in general, check out Unfucking Relatable, and then go see, like, a magician or some belly dancers
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it's great. And you can even get a festival pass.
You
so
can.
So that's super cool.
And we'll probably be at some bar after our shows. And
before.
I think probably.
And possibly during, yeah. depending on what our venue
right.
is.
That's
and
true. I think probably is the wrong statement there. Definitely is probably the
yes.
right statement.
We'll see what my health is like.
We're drunks.
I haven't had a drink since 2 days ago.
I haven't had a drink since
it was,
yesterday.
It was most of a. It was almost an entire bottle of wine.
Did I drink yesterday? I did not. Or today.
I had a beer last night.
I had a bottle of wine a couple of days ago, like three quarters.
I drank quite a bit on Saturday.
But I hadn't had a drink since the previous show we did. I think.
Oh, how nice. But enough about our alcoholism. Shall we wrap this up?
Last
thing.
Go on Memoriam Development's YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Unfucking Relatable Presents. Logman.
Logman. Oh,
the shrimp is not enough. I'm going to work on a theme song for that.
The shrimp is not enough.
I don't know. No, not that.
Oh, like a James Bond theme song?
No, that was actually Nine Inch Nails' Love Is Not Enough.
Oh, okay. Sorry, it kind of sounded a little bit like a James Bond theme song.
I'm not sure, but I'll work on it. And I'll have it hopefully for whenever we do this. Hopefully we do this episode where you guys watch it, you comment, you ask questions, and we will field those questions and respond to those comments. Be as honest as you like.
Please.
You know, in all of your praise.
I'm not in it, so I'm not going to be hurt.
Yeah, this was before I met the weirdos that were in it. It's an initiation ritual. Anyone who dates any of them has to watch it. It's terrible.
I'm dating Dave. That's how I've seen it.
One of the people who was supposed to be on the show, who was absent in the recording, is in the movie.
Are we talking about from last season?
Yeah.
That would be Arvin.
Yeah. And then Hector is a prominent figure. I'm hoping to get the actual creator of the character Logman on the show. He's like the historian. He knows where all the bodies are buried in the movie.
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve the body burier.
I'm seeing him this weekend. So
okay,
we'll
there
see
you go.
If he wants to come up from his southern Illinois existence.
Yep.
Get away for a bit. But yes, go on the YouTube channel. Go on our Facebook page if you want to know more about keep up to date with the live show when those are happening. We'll probably have ticket links as soon as they become available.
Yep.
And until then, this is my life and you're just laughing at it. We'll be right back.
Memoriam Development.
Greetings, Earther scum!
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, it sucks.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma. Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
I are getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.